This is Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. You've got to stay tuned for Ed Ruudy's coverage on the Rolling Stones while they're in America, okay?
Keith Richards is the lead guitarist for the Stones and started playing when he was a very young child. He is 5 feet 10 inches tall and was born on December 18, 1943 in Dartford, England. His family name is Richards, but Keith dropped the S because he thought the name Keith Richard sounded better. He was a good student and attended Sidcup Art School, where he won many prizes. He is quite quiet offstage, but a standout performer on stage with the Rolling Stones.
Would you join a Stamp Out the Beatle Club?
No, I wouldn't.
Are you a Beatle fan?
I'm not a fan. I appreciate some of their stuff, you know. I like them, you know. I think they're good.
What would you say is the difference between the Beatles sound and the Rolling Stones sound?
We've got a more colored sound, a more rock and roll sound than that.
A rhythm and blues thing, an R&B sound. They call in America down home blues.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got it.
Have any American groups in particular influenced the Rolling Stones style?
Yeah, lots. A lot of people. Chuck Berry, Jimmy Reed, and a lot of sort of Miracles stuff, you know, and Marvin Gaye, people like that, you know.
Yep. Strangely enough, while the Beatles sound and the Rolling Stones sound is nowhere near the same, they claim to have been influenced by the very same groups. How would you account for that?
I don't know. We've got different ideas on what happens, you know. We interpret it differently. I think it's a good thing, you know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know.
The Beatles are in between rockers and mods. How would you determine what the Rolling Stones are?
I don't bother with that part, honestly, you know. We don't class ourselves as anything.
Do you have any specific reaction to the type of publicity that you've received in America?
Only the bad stuff. You know, I don't really care what they write about us, as long as they write about us, you know. But we do bath. That's all I've got to say, you know.
Why do you think this publicity came about?
I think everybody associates long hair with dirtiness. I don't know why, you know. Maybe it's something to do with Victorian thing or something, you know.
Either that or just not taking a haircut often enough. But that is not the case. Actually, the length of your hair is almost standard in Great Britain at this point, is it not?
I should say so, yeah. It's a lot shorter than some people's.
Yeah, but those girls, you know, don't count.
They are being cheeky.
No, I was teasing. How would you account for the success of the Rolling Stones? Why have the Rolling Stones been so fantastically successful?
I think it's a cross between the music, the image, and the time that we came along. I think we came along just at the right time, you know. It was luck, among other things, you know.
This rhythm and blues sound that you have you ever had another sound? Would you say that this is a particularly British sound? Does it sound to you like the people who originated this sound?
We hope it does, you know. We're trying. Maybe it doesn't sound the same, you know, but that's because of what we are. But I think at least we're trying, you know.